Hello, St. Luke. This is Monsignor Schadl with Monsignor's Musings for Sunday, March 29th. It's my way of keeping in touch with you during this period of isolation because of the pandemic. Today is Sunday. It's the fifth Sunday of Lent. Now, this is the Sunday when we would normally cover all the statues and paintings and crucifixes in the church with a purple cloth. Passion Sunday. Part of the reason we do that is to remind ourselves that we are fasting from many good and beautiful things during this final season of Lent, the last 2 weeks of Lent, as we prepare to move into Holy Week next week on Palm Sunday. We deprive ourselves of these beautiful things which can draw us to the Lord, but we remind ourselves that if Christ had not died on the cross and risen from the dead, we would have none of these things. So we're fasting from these things. And we really don't need to do that this year. You won't be going to church because we will be unable to have a public celebration of Mass, even the beautiful Holy Week liturgies. Think of yourself as being covered, shrouded with that purple cloth in mourning as we continue our sacrifice of cooperating with all that needs to be done to help us end this crisis in our midst. On this fifth Sunday of Lent, since we cannot attend Mass, let's listen to today's Gospel. Today's Gospel is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The sisters of Lazarus send word to Jesus to inform him, "Lord, the one you love is sick." Upon hearing this, Jesus said, "This sickness is not to end in death. Rather, it is for God's glory, that through it the Son of God may be glorified." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus very much. Yet after hearing that Lazarus was sick, he stayed on where he was for 2 more days. Finally, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." When Jesus arrived at Bethany, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, while Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have never died. Even now, I am sure that God will give you whatever you ask of him." "Your brother will rise again," Jesus assured her. "I know he will rise again," Martha replied, "in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he should die, will come to life. And whoever is alive and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied, "I have come to believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God. He is to come into the world." Jesus was troubled in spirit, moved by the deepest emotions. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Lord, come and see," they said. Jesus began to weep, which caused the Jews to remark, "See how much he loved him." But some said, "He opened the eyes of that blind man. Why could he have not done something to stop this man from dying?" Once again, troubled in spirit, Jesus approached the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across it. "Take away the stone," Jesus directed. Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, it has been 4 days now. Surely there will be a stench." Jesus replied, "Did I not assure you that if you believe that you would see the Son of God?" Then he took away the stone, and Jesus looked up forward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd, that they may believe that you sent me." Having said this, he called loudly, "Lazarus, come forth." The dead man came out, bound hand and foot with linen strips, his face wrapped in a cloth. "Untie him," Jesus told them, "and let him go free." This caused many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and who had seen what Jesus did to put their faith in him. The Gospel of the Lord. You're probably wondering if at the beginning of my little homily, I'm going to tell a joke. Well, the only one I can think of is that when our Lord said, "Lazarus, come forth," who came first, second, and third? Oh, well. You know, three times in this gospel, our Lord tells his listeners, everything is going to be okay. Lazarus is ill. Now you say he's dead. Hey, everything's going to be okay. But they don't believe him until finally our Lord raises Lazarus from the dead. It seems like so much in our world, in our lives, so many of the beautiful things we're used to, the things we take for granted, seems like they're dead. And the Lord is telling us, hey, everything is going to be okay. And he puts the same question to us as he did to the sister of Lazarus. He said to Martha, do you believe this? And Martha said, yes, Lord, I believe. I believe that you are the resurrection and you are the life. And so do we. Don't give up hope. The first reading today would have been from the prophet Ezekiel. And the last line of that reading from Ezekiel is this, I have promised and I will do it, says the Lord. It's true. Let's pray together now in the words our Lord taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Let's rely now on the providence that so far has never failed us.